Imagine a customer calls you at like 2 in the morning with a burst pipe.
Oh, an absolute nightmare scenario.
Right. But what if the calm, collected voice on the phone, the one walking them through the emergency shutoff valve, isn't actually you?
Wait, you mean like an answering service?
No, I mean a perfect AI clone, one trained entirely on short, like 10-minute voice memos you just recorded in your truck between jobs.
Wow. Okay, that sounds like pure science fiction.
It totally does.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, the blueprint for that kind of hyper-personalized, hyper-local AI is literally being laid out right now.
Yeah, it's happening a lot faster than people realize.
Exactly. So welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're cutting past all those endless tech buzzwords and looking at how artificial intelligence is actually deploying in local, low-tech environments.
Real world stuff, not just the Silicon Valley hype.
Yes. We've got our hands on this really fascinating blog post from a company called Sprague AI. The piece is titled, "What Does an AI Marketing Agency Actually Do for Local Businesses?"
It's a great question, honestly, because that term gets thrown around so much.
It really does. Okay, let's unpack this. Whether you're a local business owner who's just trying to figure out how to leverage these tools without, completely drowning in software subscriptions, or you're just a curious learner wanting to understand the actual mechanics of AI in everyday commerce.
Yeah, the nuts and bolts of it.
Exactly. This breakdown is your shortcut. We're getting a clear, completely hype-free look at the current landscape.
And I think the most striking thing about this source material is just how grounded it is. I mean, Sprague AI completely bypasses all those futuristic promises we usually hear regarding artificial intelligence.
Right, there's no talk of robots taking over the world here.
None at all. Their core premise is incredibly straightforward. They're basically saying their service helps local businesses consistently publish real, highly useful content.
Content that actually answers the exact questions their specific customers are asking right now.
Exactly. And they claim to do this without requiring the business owner to suddenly become like a copywriter or a prompt engineer or some big marketing expert.
Because honestly, nobody starts a roofing company or, say, a boutique accounting firm because they harbor this secret passion for writing blog posts.
Right, or managing local search engine optimization. It's just not why they got into the business.
The friction of actually implementing AI in a local setting is just massive. But to understand how this specific agency model works, we really have to look at the huge problem they're trying to solve first.
The current state of the internet, basically.
Yeah, we're dealing with what I like to call the fast food burger problem of the modern internet.
Oh, I love that analogy because the internet is completely flooded with this generic AI content right now.
It's inescapable. You search for a simple answer to a hyper-specific local problem, you click a link, and boom, you get this massive wall of text that reads like a robot trying to approximate human emotion.
Using all the right keywords, but saying absolutely nothing of value.
Exactly. It's exactly like a fast food burger. Technically, it resembles a burger, right?
Yeah.
It has a bun, it has a patty.
It meets the basic structural requirements of a meal.
Right. But it's entirely mass-produced. It completely lacks any local flavor or soul. And when you're done consuming it, you just feel sort of unsatisfied and maybe a little regretful.
Yeah, slightly nauseous. And the Sprague AI post calls this out directly, which is refreshing. They acknowledge that audiences have evolved rapidly. People can spot this generic keyword-stuffed filler from a mile away now.
We've all developed this internal spam filter for it.
We really have. What's fascinating here is how they address the real danger of that fast food burger approach. It's not just that the content is boring or unhelpful.
No, it's worse than that.
Right, it actively erodes trust. Think about it. When a potential customer in your town lands on your website and reads this robotic, soulless block of text.
Something that literally could have been written for a plumber in a completely different country.
Exactly. They immediately raise their guard. They start wondering, well, if they're faking their expertise here, where else might they be cutting corners?
That is a terrifying thought for a local business relying on community trust.
So Sprague AI's solution to this starts long before any words are actually generated by an AI. It starts in a highly specific research phase. An AI can only give you a valuable output if you feed it the right inputs.
Right, garbage in, garbage out. So how are they getting those high quality inputs without making the busy business owner sit down and do all the market research themselves?
They do the heavy lifting by analyzing the specific local market data. Instead of using some generic prompt like, write an article about plumbing, the system actually looks at local competitors in your specific zip code.
Oh, so it's hyper localized right from the start.
Very. It analyzes your website traffic and identifies what real people in your geographic area are actually typing into search engines right before they make a purchasing decision.
So they aren't just guessing.
No, it's calculating search volume and intent specific to your town. The AI surfaces these genuine high-intent questions. The prompt isn't based on a guess. It's based on local market reality.
That is a huge distinction. That's the difference between writing a post about, like, the general history of copper pipes.
What nobody cares about.
Right. Versus answering, why is my water pressure suddenly low in my historic downtown home?
Exactly. One is useless trivia, while the other captures a desperate homeowner who is actively holding their wallet, ready to pay for a solution.
But here's the thing. The AI identifies that high-value question, but it doesn't actually answer it, does it?
No, and that's the crucial mechanism here. The AI does not provide the answer. Large language models tend to regress to the mean, right? They just output the average information found on the internet.
Which is how we end up with the fast food burger.
Exactly. Sprague AI realizes that the actual valuable substance, the hyper-local expertise, that has to come directly from the business owner.
But getting that answer out of a busy contractor's head without wasting their entire day, I mean, that seems like the ultimate bottleneck. How do they actually pull that off?
Well, Sprague AI claims they solved this using a human AI loop. And they say it requires a grand total of just 20 minutes of the owner's time.
Wait, 20 minutes a month total?
Every single month. That's the claim. The process is broken down into two 10-minute halves. First, there's a 10-minute interview.
Okay, an interview. With who?
With the agency. They ask the business owner those highly targeted, localized questions that they surface during the research phase, and the owner just answers them verbally.
So they just talk like a normal conversation.
Yeah, they talk about their business, their specific techniques, maybe the common issues they see in their particular town's older homes.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, and I have to push back hard on this premise.
Go for it.
If a plumber just rambles into a microphone for 10 minutes, how on earth does the AI know how to structure that for local SEO without completely stripping away the guy's actual personality?
That is the big fear, isn't it?
It is. Usually when you feed a raw transcript into an AI, it sanitizes everything. It spits out this bland corporate speak. Are we really supposed to believe a 10-minute ramble magically turns into a compelling, authentic article?
It's a completely valid point of skepticism, honestly. We've all seen AI ruin a perfectly good human sentiment by making it sound like, I don't know, a generic press release.
Yes. In today's fast-paced plumbing environment, no one talks like that.
Nobody.
Why?
The mechanism that prevents that here relies on highly constrained prompt engineering on the agency's back end.
Okay, so it's all in the prompting.
Right. When the AI transcribes and cleans up the audio, it isn't told to rewrite this professionally. It's actually instructed to treat the raw transcript as a rigid boundary.
Meaning it can't add its own fluff.
Exactly. It's prompted to retain the speaker's specific colloquialisms, their unique pacing, and any local landmarks or hyper-specific jargon they used in that 10-minute chat.
Oh, that's clever.
So the AI acts more like a copy editor. It's just removing the ums and ahs, breaking the text into readable paragraphs, and maybe adding necessary formatting like headers. But the specific tone of voice and the core ideas, those remain authentically human.
So the AI isn't acting as the author at all. It's really just the transcriptionist and the formatter.
It's doing the heavy lifting of staring at the blank page, which, let's be honest, is the biggest hurdle for most creators.
Oh, absolutely. The blank page is terrifying.
Right. And after that AI pass, we get to the second 10-minute block, the human review step.
Ah, the quality control.
Yes. And this is the ultimate safeguard against the AI going off the rails. The agency and the business owner look over the cleaned up piece together.
So the owner still has the final say.
Always. If the AI misunderstood a technical term, say, it confused a specific type of roofing shingle, or if the tone just feels slightly off, it gets fixed immediately. Nothing goes live until the owner reviews it and signs off.
Okay, so they're capturing real human knowledge, applying AI efficiency for the boring parts, and capping it off with human quality control. It effectively removes the technological barrier to entry for the business owner. They basically just show up and talk.
That's the value proposition, yeah.
But anytime we talk about hybrid services like this, where humans and AI are working together, we have to look at the bottom line. What does this level of handholding actually cost a local business? Because traditional agencies charge a fortune.
They do. The source document outlines a flat rate of $150 a month, which includes one fully vetted piece of content.
$150, that's it.
That's it. And they even throw in the first consultation and the first week of content for free, just to lower the barrier for entry and let businesses test the workflow.
Okay, if we're looking at a $150 price point, that really changes the conversation about where this fits into a small business budget. That's less than a lot of basic software subscriptions.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this $150 price point represents a deliberate attempt by Sprogue AI to define an entirely new category in the market.
A new category? How so?
Well, the post describes their model as, quote, a little more than a tool, but less than a full service.
A little more than a tool, but less than a full service. That phrasing perfectly captures the current frustration in the market right now.
Because it's so polarized, right?
Exactly. On one end of the spectrum, you have the DIY software subscriptions. You might pay $30 or $50 a month for access to an AI writing tool like ChatGPT Plus or Jasper or whatever. But the burden of execution is entirely on you. You have to figure out how to prompt it. You have to do your own keyword research. You have to meticulously edit the robotic output.
And you have to actually remember to log in and do it.
Yes. It just becomes another chore on an already massive to-do list for a small business owner. It's exhausting.
It leads to intense sauce fatigue. Small businesses are just drowning in subscriptions to tools they never actually use because they simply don't have the time to learn the software or build the operational habit around it.
And then on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, you have traditional marketing agencies.
The heavy hitters.
Right. You're paying a massive retainer, sometimes thousands of dollars a month. They handle everything, sure, but you're paying for their massive overhead. You're paying for account managers and fancy office spaces.
And half the time, they might farm the actual writing out to a junior copywriter anyway.
Exactly. A junior writer who doesn't understand the nuances of HVAC repair, and suddenly your website sounds completely disconnected from the reality of your day-to-day business.
So this middle ground model is an attempt to bridge that massive gap. The agency handles the execution, the research, the AI formatting, the posting, so the business owner doesn't suffer from software fatigue.
They don't have to learn a new dashboard.
Right. But because the AI is doing the heavy lifting of the formatting, the agency doesn't need to charge the bloated overhead of a traditional firm. It respects the budget of a local operation while still demanding that crucial 10-minute injection of human expertise to ensure the message stays authentic.
It's essentially a low-maintenance system designed around a business owner's actual schedule. But, okay, spending $150 a month brings us to the concept of return on investment.
The all-important ROI.
Yeah. If a small business is spending that money in a highly competitive local market where, you know, every other contractor is fighting for page one visibility on Google, when do they actually see a return?
The source gives a remarkably transparent answer here, which, frankly, is rare in marketing material.
Usually they promise you the moon by Tuesday.
Exactly. But they explicitly state that organic content is a slow build. Depending on the ferocity of your local market, it could take a month, 6 months, or even a year for this content to start indexing and ranking highly on search engines.
Wow, up to a year. Which sounds absolutely agonizing if you're accustomed to the instant gratification of paid ads.
That's for sure.
With Google ads or Facebook ads, you turn the faucet on, you pay the premium, and the traffic immediately flows to your landing page.
But the trade-off with paid advertising is that the second you stop paying, the faucet completely shuts off. You own nothing. Mm. It's a rental.
Right.
Organic content, specifically the kind generated by this hyper-local interview process, works more on the principle of compound interest.
Okay, break that down for me.
A post answering a specific local question written in January might take a few months to gain traction, sure, but it will continue generating leads in July, October, and into the next year, long after that initial $150 investment.
It's like building a library of answers. I love thinking about it that way.
Yes, exactly.
If you treat this purely as a short-term SEO play, waiting 6 months to see a spike in traffic feels like a terrible investment. But if you view it as building a usable asset, the perspective shifts completely.
It's a long-term play.
Instead of renting a temporary billboard on a digital highway, you're steadily filling a library with detailed manuals. Manuals written in your own voice, answering every single question your customers have ever asked you.
The source calls this the vital reframe. And I think it's brilliant, because every piece of content is built around a genuine customer question surfaced during that initial research phase. it possesses immediate utility on day one.
Day one, even without SEO ranking.
Completely independent of search engine ranking.
Oh, I see what you mean. Think about like a custom landscaping company. A potential client emails them asking, what is your process for designing a drought-resistant backyard?
A very common, very specific question.
Right. And usually, instead of the owner having to type out a 500-word email from scratch at the end of a long, exhausting day.
Or worse, sending back a vague, unsatisfying two-sentence reply from their phone while they're sitting in traffic.
Exactly. Instead of doing that, they just link directly to the article they generated last month. They can say, here's our exact process, our philosophy on soil prep, and it's all in their own authentic voice.
You're immediately demonstrating authority. You're answering their specific concern with a highly professional, detailed asset.
It's just smart business.
The logic presented in the post is that if it's worth the expense of having a website in the first place, which is not cheap, it's worth using that website to actually tell people who you are and answer their questions.
You're actually using the tool.
Right. The return on investment isn't just measured in raw search traffic numbers. It's measured in time saved on sales calls and the trust built with prospects who are already engaging with your brand.
You're basically transforming a static digital business card into an active 24/7 customer service tool.
Precisely.
But treating this content as a valuable asset introduces a massive vulnerability, I think. Who actually holds the deed to that asset?
Ah, yes. The ownership question.
Because whenever a local business adopts new tech, especially involving AI and their own proprietary knowledge, there's a huge fear of vendor lock-in.
It's a very valid fear.
If the business decides to cancel this $150 a month service, does Sprague AI take that entire library of answers with them?
This raises an important question about data sovereignty. We see this constantly in the tech space right now. Massive platforms using your proprietary data to train their public models, or literally holding your content hostage to force you to stay subscribed to their ecosystem.
It happens all the time. It's infuriating.
But Sprague AI draws a definitive line in the sand on this issue. The source guarantees that the client retains complete ownership of all content and data.
Okay, so the raw audio files from the interviews, the final polished blog posts, the social media snippets, the business owner owns the copyright to all of it.
Full stop. Regardless of what happens to the business relationship with the agency, that library you built is yours to keep, port to another platform, or just use however you see fit.
So you're not locked in?
No, you're not renting the content. You're paying for the service of generating it.
That eliminates a massive psychological barrier for small businesses trying to navigate this landscape. It really de-risks the whole operation.
It does.
And speaking of the content itself, there is this fascinating meta twist hidden at the very bottom of the source document. I was reading past the FAQs and the pricing tiers, and they dropped this incredible reveal about the blog post itself.
I was wondering if you were going to bring this up. It's such a great detail.
I have to. The entire Sprague AI blog post we're analyzing today, the actual source material, was generated using this exact 10-minute interview process.
It's brilliant. The very argument we've been unpacking, this cohesive, logical, nuanced explanation of how their agency works, was created by putting their own founder through their own human AI loop.
It's like Inception for content marketing.
It really is. It serves as a brilliant meta-proof of their methodology. They aren't just theoretically explaining how to avoid the fast food burger AI. They're actively demonstrating it in real time.
Showing, not just telling.
Exactly. They are proving that a 10-minute interview, properly structured and run through their specific AI constraints, can produce a piece of content that actually holds up to rigorous scrutiny.
It completely validates the model. I mean, if they hadn't put that disclaimer at the bottom, you would simply assume a very articulate founder sat down at a keyboard and spent 3 hours drafting a compelling essay.
You'd never know the difference.
So what does this all mean? If we zoom out and look at the blueprint we've just unpacked today, the big takeaway is that integrating AI into a hyperlocal business strategy doesn't require a degree in computer science.
Not at all.
And it certainly doesn't require handing your entire brand identity over to a soulless algorithm. It can simply be a consistent, honest method of showing up for your customers, answering their burning questions in your actual voice, while respecting your schedule at 20 minutes a month and your budget at that $150 middle ground tier.
And look, I should probably mention, we're not here to pitch Sprague AI. Whether their specific package is the right fit for your business isn't really the point of today's analysis.
Right. We're just reporting on what they're doing.
Exactly. We're breaking down their blueprint, because it serves as a perfect case study for how the AI industry is currently shifting. We're moving away from pure, raw software tools that demand all your time and moving toward these done-for-you hybrid services that leverage AI behind the scenes to keep costs down while prioritizing human authenticity.
We want to bring you the mechanics so you can make your own informed decisions about where to invest your time and resources.
Knowledge is power.
Always. But before we wrap this up, I want to circle back to that vivid scenario we opened the show with. We've established that this hybrid process uses AI to effectively capture a business owner's authentic voice and localized knowledge, turning a short interview into a written asset.
Right, the library of answers.
Yeah, but AI capabilities are accelerating at a blistering pace, so consider this trajectory.
Oh, here we go.
If a highly constrained AI system today can perfectly capture your specific tone, your local expertise, and your unique phrasing just to format a blog post, how long is it until this organic library of answers is used to train a fully interactive 24/7 AI voice clone?
That is the logical next step, isn't it?
It has to be. Imagine a system that doesn't just publish text, but actually answers live customer phone calls in your exact voice and personality. It would draw exclusively from the well of knowledge you built 10 minutes at a time.
It's staggering to think about. You call the electrician at 6 in the morning, and the voice on the other end is an AI clone. Trained on these monthly interviews, patiently explaining how to check a breaker box using the exact slang and pacing of the actual owner.
It's a slightly terrifying thought, honestly.
A little bit, yeah.
But it completely changes the calculus of why you should start capturing your proprietary knowledge today. The written assets you build right now might just be the training data for your ultimate digital twin tomorrow.
That's a huge incentive to get started.
It really is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Whether you're actively building your own library of answers or just trying to navigate a local market that feels increasingly automated, keep learning.
Keep questioning the mechanics of the digital landscape.
Absolutely. And whatever you do, demand the home-cooked meal over the fast food burger. We'll see you next time.